Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pi'ilani Schneider was born and raised in Hawaii. She's a single parent of two children, Nainoa and Kahala. She raised her children knowing and loving the Lord. However, her walk has been much more of a full circle, with ups and downs in the circle along the way. And that's why we pause for a moment at the beginning of our show, just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is for those who experience ups and downs in life, those moments that are unexpected, and sometimes we bring them about ourselves. But you come to a place, we come to a place where we wonder, does anybody understand what I'm going through? Is anybody out there? If there is a God that exists, does he really care about me? Does he know that I'm here or what I'm going through? And the answer is yes. And that's why the Lord has brought Pi'ilani here in studio with us today to let you know that he who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, who was raised on the third day, the living Christ today, calls you to himself. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord, this could be a moment for you, that moment where you open your heart to Jesus Christ and make a decision to follow him, to surrender your life to him. And if you are already walking with the Lord, our hope is that you will be encouraged. And I believe you will. Pi'ilani attends and is thankful to serve with an amazing team at C4, Christ-Centered Community Church, formerly known as New Hope Diamond Head. Pi'ilani, welcome to our show. I'm so glad you're with us.
Oh, mahalo, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
Honolulu. My mother moved quite a bit through my young years. Nu'uanu to Kahala, then finishing high school in Kuleo'o.
What was it like growing up, moving from place to place, and then, you know, finishing high school there in Kuleo'o?
You know, I don't remember anything other than just we had a really good family life as far as she loved us dearly. She was a single mom herself, worked very, very hard, two jobs, and but always made us, my sister and I, both feel very loved.
What do you remember as you think back? You talk about your mother working hard, a single mother. You know, what are some things that she would say often that resonate with you today as a parent yourself, and words that she would say from time to time?
Oh, gosh. I don't really know. She worked so hard. She worked at a hotel. She was running a hotel, and she was also dancing hula at night. And my grandmother lived with us. So my grandmother, who was always reading the Bible.
Her mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm, always reading the Bible and always just this very gracious person. I always felt like one day I do want to be like her.
Mm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, I think everybody. My sisters, I'm younger, my sister. Everybody, my sister, my mom, my father, I did see him often. And I think just everyone, coaches and teachers, and we have mentors everywhere, mm-hmm, that make us for who we are as we're growing up, as we become an adult.
You mentioned coaches. Mm-hmm. Were you an athlete?
I was.
What was your sport or sports?
Both paddling and volleyball.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Those must have been some very special moments in volleyball as the sport has evolved.
Yes, both volleyball and paddling.
And paddling, yeah,
both of them evolved.
Right. Mm-hmm. Coaching, mentors. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a particular coach that particularly stood out in his or her influence on you?
Sure. I can think of two. One, on the negative aspect, was a volleyball coach that made me feel like I wasn't good enough. Hmm. And then as soon as I went into a team club sport, then the second coach all of a sudden created this athlete in me that I didn't know I was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What did the coach do or say?
It was just how he spoke to me, how he taught me, how he took the time to teach me how to do the drill. And I actually became an MVP in college because of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you go all the way back to the club when he developed in you. Well, he brought out what was there.
Yeah.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I'm it's ancestry, if you will. I do come from the Baldwin missionary family. My mother is a Baldwin. My grandfather was a Baldwin. And I think I became a Christian learning through my grandmother and how she continued to read the Bible every day. But I wasn't, our family wasn't always going to church. But I did have it tucking at my heart for most of my life. And then I think by the time I was 30, there's something that happened that I got down on my hands and knees and really reached out to him. Even though he wasn't in my life through the 20s, I got down on my hands and knees at about mid-30s, and that's when I truly realized that although I was not worshiping him all those years, he had never left me. He was always there.
In your 30s, what happened? What was that moment that brought you to that point?
See, it's 20 years and it's still hard to talk about it. Sorry. I thought I wasn't going to do this. So my son, at the age of 5, had a massive stroke. And so it was so extreme that they gave him 24 hours to live. And after we saw the MRI, we realized why, because there was zero blood going to his brain, and there was this huge quarter size clot at his basilar artery, in his basilar artery. And so when I heard that information, I stayed with him as long as I could, and I went home that night, and I literally dropped to my knees, and I prayed, I asked him to take me and not him. And I bartered to save his life, and please save his life, and forgive me for not, you know, worshiping you and coming to church and doing everything I should have been doing, knowing that I should have been doing it all. I chose the world over, you know, over God. I chose my Sunday paddling and things like that and parties and everything else over him. And so I just got down on my knees and asked him to save him, and I would give him me instead.
At that point, Pi'ilani, what happened?
Well, a miracle. At that point, a miracle happened. My son didn't die in 24 hours. Instead, he continued to heal. And he was, it was months later, and during that course, I'd be there every day and at the hospital, and he would get better and better, and he would be dragging his IV through all the different rooms and saying hi to the kids, dragging it because he didn't have a whole portion of his body was still paralyzed, and his whole face was still droopy, but he was a happy little kid. And he would just drag his little IV and say hi to all the kids. I mean, his world was just getting better and better. As we, every day that continued, he just kept getting better and better. And it was, I don't know when it was, maybe 6 months, they did another MRI. And we were standing there looking at the film, and he still had that quarter-size clot. But there was actually these veins in the shape of two hands.
Like fingers?
Fingers. Two hands, fingers holding his head. Mm. And those were stemming from the clot. Wow. And the doctor just looked at me and he said, "This is nothing but a miracle."
How did you feel?
I felt grateful. I felt that I was forgiven. And then I started going to churches, and because I didn't do it that whole 6 months or whenever he was in there, I was taking care of him. And even though I had bartered, I hadn't given him my portion of it. You know, I wasn't going to church yet. And so I started looking at the different churches, and there was one church. I went to a few different churches, and then for some reason I was living in Manoa at that time, and I just kept looking at Manoa Valley Church. Mm-hmm. I just kept thinking, you know, I just was tugged there. I was definitely, the Holy Spirit was moving me towards that church, and that's where I raised my children.
Manoa Valley Church. When the Lord comes into a person's life in a crisis moment, I don't know if there's anything that could touch a parent more or bring them to their knees more in utter desperation than an ailment. Mm-hmm. At the point of the most extreme place that we could ever think of to bring a parent to their knees. The Lord met you there, mm-hmm. and the Lord did perform a miracle. Today there are people who are our listeners. Some are experiencing extreme levels of desperation. It may be a child, it may be a sickness of their own, it may be a financial calamity that caught them by surprise. It could be a number of things, Pilani, and in you sharing that God was there in your brokenness, you bring hope to others. And we are here because the Lord has us together, you as a listener, us in studio, to share that there is hope in Jesus. Pilani Schneider, she comes from the Baldwin family, the Baldwin missionary family. Her ancestry includes business, includes well-known places that will be household names in Hawaii. But she's here to share of her own faith and the love that Jesus has shared with her. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry.
plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So God does a miracle. He does an incredible thing in your life. You thought life would be a disaster, but God saves your child. And your faith is renewed. You are willing to do anything for God. Hey, you bartered with God and God came through. And there your child lives. What is life like after that? Well, I'm talking about the story of P.E. Lonnie Schneider in studio with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you want to find out more about how to be a part of our ministry, a part of this program, how to spread programs like these, we're now through our SLICE program, SLICE of the Good Life, in 23 states across the country. You can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. P. Lani, what happened in your faith in life after your son Nainoa was saved?
Well, I started reading a lot more, doing my devotions, going into Monroe Valley Church. I became a Sunday school teacher, had both children attending, and just really, really being grateful and had so much gratitude for the Lord saving him and watching him every year get better and healthier and to the point where you couldn't even tell he even had a stroke. Everything had completely healed, and but he was on lifetime of Coumadin and aspirin, so that was for the medical side of things. Faithfully, I felt like he was done and healed, but you know, you can do so much with faith when you have.
Now, how did you look at Nainoa from seeing him with the 24-hour window of time on the threshold of death, and then seeing him, you know, a recipient of God's miracle, confounding physicians, and he's alive. As a mother, what did you see when you looked at your boy?
A miracle. Every time I looked at him, I saw God.
Were you more patient with him?
Oh, yes.
Because you know you could have lost him.
Right.
You know, there's a part here that I think is a good reminder for all of us. because we take for granted our children. We take for granted, well, many times we do. We think we're going to always have them with us. Mm-hmm. May not necessarily always be the case. Sometimes we make things bigger than they actually are. When in hindsight, if given a chance to do it over, knowing that you could lose them, certain things may not matter as much of what we did, make a big thing of it. We would have been more patient, more gracious. What would you say in relation to that?
Definitely. That life, it was a life-altering memory or experience for me in a parent. I became, I think I was definitely a hands-on parent, and always in his life and my daughter's life, both of them. I knew they both were gifts from the Lord, and every time I looked at him, he was definitely, I could see God's love. It just reminded me of his forgiveness, his ability to forgive all of us. And so even to this day, my son's 24, and you know, if he's available, I'll go to lunch. I'll drop everything and go to lunch with him because that's still, and I'll touch him, and I just know that he's still my little miracle baby, even though he's a 24-year-old man.
That's tender. That's tender. Your faith in the decade or so after God touches Nainoa, you're at church. Did things remain the same, or did things change?
No, I had a little speed bump about 10 years later. I was very faithful at Manoa, and then I moved to Hawaii Kai, so I found Hawaii Kai Church, which is a little bit closer for the kids to continue taking and going, and for myself, working full-time than to do that drive to Manoa. So I found Hawaii Kai Church, which was another family. I think, too, Pastor Don from Manoa left, so there was a disconnect for me because I felt like he was the one that spoke to me when I first went into Manoa. And so when he left, there was a little bit of a disconnect, and I was kind of finding my way back at Manoa and feeling like I had a family there. And so the minute, again, it was another one of those things where as I was driving past Hawaii Kai Church, I kept looking, I kept wondering, and it was just tugging at me. Again, I went there one day and I just felt the Holy Spirit, I felt his presence, and I knew that I was home again. And through that process, I was very faithful, and it was around Hurricane Katrina time. Pastor Dwayne said, I'm going to put it together a mission trip to go. And it was interesting that he said that, because when Katrina hit, I felt like a tugging I needed to go, and I didn't know how I was going to go, but I knew I was going to go to New Orleans. And then sure enough, next Sunday, he announced, I'm going to put together a team. And I immediately raised my hand, and it was just such a blessing to go, to be a part of that. And then, so again, thinking I'm being a faithful servant, found out that the person I was married to at the time wasn't as faithful as I was, and wasn't as honest. And so I kind of went back into a really dark place. And I was very angry at that time with the world and even God, because I just felt like I was being very faithful and servantry, and then all of a sudden here comes a big knock again, just really threw me back into a deep place again.
The unexpected moments of life, someone today, as they listen, may have gotten blindsided, or so they feel. And you mentioned going into a dark place. Someone might be on the threshold of a dark place, or they might be in the dark place right now. How did you make it through?
Well, again, knowing that God is still there, even though it was a couple of years that I was still pretty angry, and just not going to church, not doing devotions, sort of...
Bitter?
Very bitter. Extremely bitter. I wasn't in a good place at all. And I ran into a friend of mine, Judge Town, Mike Town, at Farmer's Market. And he was wearing a New Hope Church t-shirt. And I kind of pointed to it. I said, you know, I've been thinking about it. I need to go there. And so I knew even though I was in a bitter, angry place, the Lord was still tugging me. The Holy Spirit was still tugging me to come back. And so it's just, you know, I sometimes look back in hindsight going, well, I just guess my faith was still so immature and young, you know, no matter how many miracles that he can provide for us, we're still only human. And so we went back into New Hope. And a couple of years later, after being at New Hope, I attended a Kohine. Through that whole time, my finances were horrible. I was really having such a hard time to make ends meet, to raise at that time, just my daughter was with me, and just to raise her on such a limited income was really, really hard. Eating, sometimes not even being able to drive because I can't put gas in the car, to eating Simon because I can't afford anything else. And so I started going to Kohine to try to find strength back again. Even though I was going to church, I still felt like I didn't have the faith that I needed to have to get me out of this situation I'm in. And at the end of Kohine, they have prayer time. And there were women that were praying, sisters that were praying for everybody. And I remember standing in line and remember seeing them slain by the Holy Spirit. And I thought to myself, oh, that's not me. I'm going to pray that he just, you know, that's not me. And I just stood in line, and then it was my turn, and I sort of prayed walking up to her, just help me with this, Lord. And all I can remember is her saying, surrender, and I was down on the ground.
Something very dramatic like that, mm-hmm. You know, as you surrender and you found yourself on the ground in that position, in that in that way in which God was moving.
Yes.
He was preparing to bring something new in your life. Today, as we transition to our break, you know, you have been quite gracious, Pilani, in sharing about your bitterness and the dark place. Someone could say, well, why is she bitter? You know, isn't she grateful? And someone could come with that tone. But someone could equally say, wow, God, you mean God doesn't lose it when we're bitter? He doesn't stop loving us in the midst of that? Sure, we should be reverent. Sure, we should be worshipful. And yet, in some odd moment of human life and reality, the feelings of anger and anguish come together, and bitterness comes as a result of that, and God embraces you still. Mm-hmm. Isn't that an amazing thing about the love of God? Where He loves us in our brokenness, in our neediness, in our bitterness, God embraces us. My friend, wherever you are in your life right now, God embraces you. And He sends Pilani Schneider to remind you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there,
Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You want to go places. You have a car. You know, from all intents and purposes, it looks like you can go where you want to go, but you don't have money to put gas in the car. And so it prevents you from getting to where you are. You're hungry. You'd like to have a well-balanced meal, a great home-cooked meal, warm meal, nourishing meal. But you have to eat something a lot simpler because you just can't afford that meal. Well, if you've ever experienced that or been in a very tight spot in life, our guest, Pilani Schneider, can relate with you and you can relate with her. If you're tuning in right now or just caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. I'm grateful that you're with us. Pilani, there you were in that rough period of life, bitter, dark time, struggling to make ends meet. But then you went to church. New Hope Diamondhead, now they're New Hope Diamond, you're called C4, Christ-Centered Community Church. The Kohine program. God began to do certain things through that program to restore your life. What happened?
Well, actually, let's take it back a few years before that. During that dark period, because once Kohine hit, I was actually coming out of that dark period. So back into the dark period was I also broke my leg severely to the point where the surgery was to save the foot. Mm. And I have 2 huge plates and 16 screws holding my foot to my leg. They said I was going to live with arthritis, which I was, really, really painful arthritis. So painful that my calf was actually in atrophy, mm-hmm. even though I never lived in a cast. My calf, my right leg was getting smaller than my left. So I was living in pain. I was a photographer at the time, so I couldn't shoot. I was laid out for at least 6 months before I started shooting, so the bills continued to mound. I lost my house. I lost my house. And just really felt like he was not there with me at all anymore.
And in that feeling of abandonment, we can just say that, if that does, mm-hmm. so you were left to be alone. How did God remind you that you weren't alone?
New Hope Diamond Head, once I started going back in and regaining my faith, just being around the community, you know, I isolated myself, you know.
You know, today somebody might be in a place of the ups and downs. We were talking about early on in the program, mm-hmm. ups and downs of life, and going in a circle. In a circle with those bumps and bruises that take place. God used the church to reach you. Whether it was Manoa Valley Church, mm-hmm. Pastor Don, New Hope Diamond, now C4, Pastor Fernando. Mm-hmm. What was it about the church? When you went to church, how did, or in the Hawaii Kai mm-hmm. church, mm-hmm. what was the Spirit of God doing in the midst of your despair to fill you with hope and a reminder of His love for you?
Just that, hope, you know. One of my favorite passages or scripture that I would read was Psalms 51, 1 through 15. You know, I always really asked for forgiveness. I felt like even though I turned my back to Him and I felt abandoned by Him, I always, you know, He was always my Father. Just I was just angry at Him. And that scripture is what, you know, he led me to start reading daily and to clean my heart and to, you know, give me a clean heart. And every time I'd go into all of those three churches, it seemed like He was completely present. And that's something an auntie of mine who's a minister from Maui, she's not with us anymore. She's in heaven. But she would tell me it's not necessarily the church that's your home. It's the church where He wants you to be, and that's when you know you should be there. You'll feel it. He wants you to be there. So that's what the churches have always done for me. I've always felt His presence at these three churches that I've called my home.
Let's fast forward to Kohine.
Yes.
And how the Lord began to restore you. Take us back to that process.
So again, trying to continue building in my faith and getting to that point of trusting again, I did go to this service, and although I was very hesitant to go up and get prayed on because I saw people getting dropped, and I thought, mm-hmm. oh, that's not me. I'm not going to drop. I don't know how they drop, but that's just not going to be me. Although I was a little bit fearful, like, gosh, you know, is something wrong with me? Because that's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. But it was. So once it was just the words that she used, that just surrender, sister, you know, because I went to her with pray for my finances, pray for I can't make ends meet. I've lost my home. I have an apartment. I want to hold on to that. I, you know, just even though I have this job, I want to be thankful for the job, but it's not making ends meet. And so when she said surrender, I don't remember anything after that, but just coming up from the ground. And then from that point on, my faith was just so much stronger. I started getting checks in the mail, and I remember not depositing them because I think, who is this from? And it's something probably to do with the house that I lost, but I didn't expect a $3,000 check. So it was just all these things that I felt that he was showing me that I'm still there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show you other little miracles. So just watch.
What other miracles did you see that God do?
Well, just with the faith that I had and continually going to church and he gave me time to serve, time to volunteer, because this 9-to-5 job was pretty simple to work at, and I just had more time to serve him in our community here locally, from serving at Camp Agape, which was a blessing and a half. I mean, it was just so amazing to
talk a little bit about Camp Agape.
Being able to share his love with these children who are in darker places than I could ever even imagine being in, even though that place that I was, these children are even in places I can't even imagine them being in. Because like I was saying earlier, I had a great childhood. I had a loving childhood. And how I was raising my children with a loving home, that we might not have much, but we have the Lord and we have love. To having these children not come from either of those, to be able to share that with them, to hug them, to pray with them.
We've had Pastor Roy Yamamoto on in studio a number of times, sharing about the ministry. And to hear you, from your vantage point, sharing how God used you to be the arm of the Lord, to be the hug of God. I think it means something also, P. Lenny, that you have experienced some major hugs from the Lord yourself.
Yes.
And when we're hugged by God, our hugs for others who are in desperate situations or dark times are equally or maybe even more so meaningful and profound. When we come back, let's continue to talk about the restoration of P.E. Lani Schneider. She's the mother of the miracle child Nainoa and her daughter Kahala. And listener, dear listener, as we are together today, I'm going to ask P. Lani to pray in a little while when we come back. But what is it on your heart that is a burden, that weighs heavy on you? Maybe you're bitter, maybe you're broken, maybe you're in distress. We're going to pray for you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I don't know about you, but when somebody has been a recipient of God's grace and his miracle working power, it just lifts me up. It raises the level of my faith that God, he truly can do all things. Nothing is impossible with Christ. And Pilani Schneider has been one who's made many comebacks in life. And she's here victorious. There's her eyes gleam with hope. There's a radiance of her smile. And the nodding of her head with the inner excitement of knowing that the Lord has sustained her, the Lord has lifted her, and even so, the Lord is using her through her story to lift you up, to remind you that God loves you and God knows you. And in a few moments, we're going to pray together. So I want you to consider, what is it? What is it that weighs heavy on your heart right now? What kind of burdens are you carrying? You know, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, heavily burdened, come and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, those are the words of Christ. And you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful to be together with you along with Pilani. Pilani, what would you say to someone right now who is experiencing a dark time in life? Difficult moment. What would you say?
That I understand what you're going through. And as hard as it is, as hard as it is to trust that you're going through it for a reason, to truly trust and really lift that burden up to him and ask him to take it from you.
Could you lead in a prayer, dear sister?
Absolutely.
For our listener today, wherever you are, you might be driving, you might be at home, you may be in the hospital, you may be listening. We have friends that are even incarcerated and they're listening to this program. Some are listening at work while they're doing their paperwork, or some are listening in various places. But wherever you are, if there's a burden, something that weighs heavy on you right now, I want you to, you know, even symbolically, just lift your hands before God. Put your hands together almost like you place this burden in your hands and you're going to lift it up before the Lord and entrust it to him and trust him to lift it and to work marvelously, miraculously, even in this situation. Dear one, could you do it right now as Pi'ilani leads us in prayer? Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for never leaving us, always being there, forgiving us for all our sins, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving us and those around us. Thank you for cleaning our hearts, Lord. As we go through this heavy time, as we go through these dark valleys, I pray for all those who are in the dark valleys to understand that we're there for a reason, Lord God. You've got us there for a reason. There's only one way to look, Lord God, and that's up at you. Mm-hmm. I pray for everyone to reach out, lift their arms up, ask you for help, Lord God. Ask you for forgiveness. Because we know, Lord God, you are a good God and you forgive everyone, Lord God. You're just waiting for everyone to come. Just like you did me, Lord God. Thank you so much for bringing me out of my dark place, Lord God. And I lift everyone up. Everyone that's listening that needs to be lifted, Lord God. I pray that they have faith, have trust in you, Lord. And I pray for softened hearts, Lord God. Soften their hearts. Surrender their lives to you. I pray all this in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. As you pray, you know, there's nothing better than praying, bringing your request to God. The scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When we come and pray, we avail ourselves to the God of all creation, the God of the universe. We who seem so feeble and feel feeble quite often, come to God who is our sustainer and our provider. And the one through surrender, as we surrender to him, he is able to move in ways that we could never have imagined because we ask. The scripture says in the book of James, we have not because we ask not. Mm. And so ask. Ask freely, ask boldly, no shame, as you ask the Lord, and believe that he who hears is he who answers prayer. And we're believing with you that the Lord is going to move in your life, cause a breakthrough in your life. Oh, how he loves you. P. Lenny, you have shared so generously today. I'd like to ask, what is it that you are most passionate about?
Oh, there's quite a bit of things that I'm passionate about. I think with this full circle that I've been on, I think I believe I'm a stronger Christian. I'm stronger. I have stronger faith that I don't believe that anything will knock me over anymore, that no matter what, I will always never turn my back and go into that deep, dark valley anymore. I mean, he definitely has taken me through enough to make me and out of enough to make me realize that he's never going to leave me. And I'm on this journey it's all good because it's his plan. These days, my passion is truly helping people. It's always been helping people, but now I actually have the ability to help people. And I think that's something that I couldn't do had I not gone through what I've gone through. And he's providing me abundantly now, and financially, and spiritually, and health-wise. My right calf is now matching the size of my left.
Really?
Yes.
No more atrophy.
No atrophy. No arthritis.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and it's just this newfound awareness of the food we're eating, actually. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, that was one of my prayers. It was eating whole foods and losing weight and you know, financially, Lord, you know, that was one of my prayers that, you know, I want to do more for you. I'm just in this, I'm struggling because I'm unhealthy and I'm sick and I'm sore and I don't have any money. And So just faithfully serving a church, praying that prayer every single day, and please give me so that I can do more. And that's just what he's provided. And it's been a very passionate 5 months for me of sharing health and wealth with others and watching miracles happen with them and their lives. And that's been a blessing.
We got about a minute and a half left. Minute and a half. A parting shot here. I'm going to set it up for you, okay?
Okay.
Someone is feeling like, man, I turned my back on God more than once. And the question they ask is, P. Lenny, can I come back? Can I come back to the Lord? What would you say?
Absolutely. The Lord doesn't remember anything that we've ever done in the past. I don't know if he remembers it, but he's got us on this path for a reason. I think sometimes when we go off of it, he needs to teach us reasons why we're off in it, to learn more. Please come back. Absolutely. He's waiting for you.
There you have it. Straight from the heart of P.E. Lani Schneider, a woman who has really, you know, been around the circle a number of times. She's lived her ups and her down downs, and the Lord has restored her, and a minister for the Lord, healed, healthy in every way, financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, a testimony of what Christ can do to one who surrenders to him. Be encouraged, my friend. And that's it. I hope that you were encouraged by these heartfelt insights in the story of P. Lani Schneider. God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 51 verse 10 says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to P. Lani Schneider. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.